Hello, Boo listeners!
I haven't done any audio Boos for quite a while, have I? Well, as you know, I got my new bike. I've been loving it. What a great bike. I've been really enjoying it. One of the things I had put on it when I bought it was I had some campus pedals put on. They're called Forte campus pedals. And basically they have the lock for your cleats on one side, and they have a normal pedal on the other side. They're great for shoes, street shoes, you know, normal shoes, because they tend to flip over so the heavy side, which has the lock for your cleats, down. So when you're riding with shoes, it's no problem. You don't even have to look at the pedals most of the time. But I got myself some cleats, and I quickly found out that I could not... First of all, they were adjusted too tightly. The pedals were the locking mechanism. And I could not get my shoe clicked into place because the pedals were always upside down every time I stopped from a light or something. Which, of course, I live in an urban area and happens all the time. And so I was riding home after work and I was doing some extra riding. And I took off from a light, and I was turning left, and I swung wide to let the car behind me go ahead of me. And I couldn't get my shoe in. I could not get it in. And I was looking down, all of a sudden I looked up, and there was the curb. And I don't even remember if I hit the brakes or not. I just flew over the handlebars as soon as my front wheel hit the curb. Amazingly, I landed on grass. My bike followed me onto the grass. There was not a scratch on my bike. The only thing damaged was the right pedal. Was bent out of shape, but just the end of it, it was completely functional. And not a scratch on my bike, a little bit of grass stain on the handlebar tape, which is white for some reason. I know it's popular in Europe, but I'm not European. And that's it. I mean, I scraped some skin off my left knee and scratched up my right arm, but that was it. Nothing else happened to me, or the bike. I was totally amazed. Couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe it. Especially after some guy on a bike was killed yesterday a few miles from here for not paying attention, and he slid under a semi somehow. And it just reminded me how stupid I was to not be paying attention to what I was doing because I was focusing on that stupid pedal. I happened to be pedaling near the bike shop that I bought it from, so I went in there and I asked him to look at my front wheel, make sure I didn't damage anything. Because it's a road bike, it's not made for bashing off curbs. And that's exactly what I did. And they said it was fine. Lady, you gotta merge if you're gonna merge. Don't just sit there like a bump on a log. So I did that, they said it was fine, and everything checked out, and I immediately had them take off those campus pedals and put on some double-sided road pedals for cleats. And that was a lot better, because I don't have to really look down. I just put my foot on the pedal and moving around a little until it clicks into place, and off I go. But it just kind of showed me how... Yesterday was like that with work, too. I could not get my brain in gear. I was trying to fix a spreadsheet with some macros that we use for some monthly data, and I was just making it worse. And that's when I gave up and went home, and it was on that bike ride home that I crashed my bike. It's been that way. It's like I have pre-Alzheimer's or something. I'm just not there. My brain has totally checked out. So I don't know what's going on with my head. I hope it comes back today. I need to accomplish some work. But I was happy and amazed that out of sheer stupidity, I was fortunate enough to have basically zero consequences as far as myself and my bike went. Just amazing. So life could always be worse. And sometimes when it could be better, it's our own fault. You never know. All right, crash boot over.